on the Sapa Betzias, which is the end of the Shiva. And then we bring Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tarfon, that they actually, this is what they did. And right after that, we seem to take a segue into a different topic altogether. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Hare Anika ben Shivim Shono, Velozachisi Shateya Mer Yitzias Mitzayim Balelas. I wasn't able to convince others that we should recite the Tiyas Mitzrayim Balelos. Hachad Drosho ben Zoymo Leman Tizkor Yom Tzitzcho Meir Tzitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha Yimei Chayecha Yom Kol Yimei Chayecha Alelos. Now, the Shaila is very simply, it doesn't belong in the Haggadah altogether. Yes. Already, a number of asked this question. The Talal Akayin, the Vilna, they bring us here. This Haggadah, it's a classic question. There's a mitzvah of Skiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which occurs every night of the year. And then there's a mitzvah of Magid, of Igata Levincha. Those are two separate mitzvahs. So why in the world is the Haggadah quoting which is a mitzvah every night of the year? We're in the middle of the Haggadah. This is the Seder. This is Magid. The Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, we read Kriyas Shema and Shul already, and we said the Gemara says in Brochus, why do we do the final parsha of Kriyas Shema at night? Lailas Lavs Man Tzitzis, in whatever way the Rambam and Rosh each interpret it, but in some measure it's Lavs Man Tzitzis. So the Gemara says, we really only need the end. But since we're going to quote part of it, so we did the whole thing already. But that's Chiras Yetzias. So what in the world is it in the Haggadah? And this is in the introductory part of the Haggadah. There's no Shaychas. Totally different mitzvah. So, I think that this is necessary in the Hagdomo, because without this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Brochus. Without this Mishnah Brochus, there's a very simple answer to what the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is and what Mitzvah Magid is. A very simple answer. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is not right, and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Yimei Chayecha in the daytime, and it's not at night, then I'll give you a very simple teretz. You know what the chiddush of Magid is? That one night a year you have to do this too. That's the chiddush. One night a year you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the night of the Seder. That's the chiddush. And don't think it's impossible. It can't be. There are rishonim that clearly hold that once you made kiddush, you were yaitzer, or in a pair of tolls, you made kiddush, you said Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, you are yaitzer already Magid. The rest is called Amar v'Lesapar Reza Meshubach. The Nesivah quotes it in his own Haggadah. He doesn't agree with it, but he quotes Ravina Peretz. It's not the Riff, it's Ravina Peretz he's quoting. And he doesn't agree. Nor do most of the Achrayim agree. But there is such a sheet in Rishayim even, that the rest after Kiddush is called Amar v'Lesapar Reza Meshubach. That's it. So, it could conceivably be, and I could say that that's the difference. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'yoyim, and Magid is b'layla. One night a year, we have the mitzvah to do it at night of the night of the Tezvav Nisan.
It only works for the Chachamim.
Oh, so Magid now, is so now the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria came. What?
Magid is in Zechira.
Yes.
What?
Magid is
Who told you? I told you. Rabbeinu Peret told, the receivers quoted in his Haggadah, you could check it out, that in the Haggadah of the receivers, that Rabbeinu Peret says, he said, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, he eats it. Folks, that's what you think. That Rabbeinu Peret says, and that's what others think. But Rabbeinu Peret said, they're one of the Rishonim, did not think that way. So, this Mishnah says that cannot be the pshat. We paskin, right? We maskei etzias mitzrayim. We do schiras etzias mitzrayim balelus. That's the halacha. That's all we paskin. So mameila. So hadra kushi leduchta. We can't say the difference between magid and schiras etzias mitzrayim as if you mention it at night, because we do schiras etzias mitzrayim at night too. So this mishnah causes us to ask the question again. We can't give us the simplest answer that we might want to give to this question. So now we're back with the question of what's the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Magid. So that's why this is front-loaded at the beginning of the Haggadah, because it's one of the steps in leading us to an understanding of what Magid is. Before we get involved in Magid, we should understand what we're doing. What is this Magid? So, the Rambam has five halachas in the beginning of Perek Zayin, which are dedicated to explaining Mitzvah's Magid. And at the end of halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, "Udvorim ha'elu kulon hein hanikroim hagoda." All the things mentioned until here in the Perek, till the end of halacha Hey, are called hagoda. So that means all the things that the Rambam enumerates in this parak are necessary parts of Haggadah, of Magid. And this, based on this, this is where Chaim Brisk, as Zatzal said, let's see all the chidushim that the Rambam has, which are above and beyond the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the chidush of Magid. But what's the mechayev that there's a chiddush? Who told us there's a chiddush? Maybe there is no chiddush. Maybe it's the same thing, like Rabbeinu Peretz says. So, there were kasha from a Mishnah. Can't be. So, the Rambam goes back, and the Rambam gives a nupshat. So, he tells us in Perek Shvi'i the following. Mitzvah sasei shel Torah, it's a mitzvah sasei b'deraisa. The Saber Benisim Vinifloi Shenasu Lavoseno Bimitrayim Baleo Chamisha Osir Benisim. On the 15th, on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Now it's interesting, in the language of the Rambam, Lechairo, when he says Baleo Chamisha Osir Benisim, as we're going to see, this. What does the Rambam mean? That's the time you should relate this. Mitzvah the Sabbath. I guess it means Bileil Cham, not the Nisim which took place on Chamisha Basbara on the 15th of Nisan at night. We should relate all the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Shenema, Zochor Asayom Azay Sher Yitzosam in Mitzrayim. Kamoy Shenema, Zochor Asayom Ashabas. So it doesn't mean just to remember it, to think about it, but it means to relate. So that's what the Rambam is going to use that also. But here we have Zohar as Hayyim Hazer Sheyitzosim Mitzrayim. Minayin Shebaleil Chamisha also. How do we know that there's something specific to the night of Chamisha also? Talmud Lomar Vigat Levincha Bayom Ahuleimah. There's a Pasuk Bayom Ahuleimah. Babuzeh Beshoshi Yishmatzu Morom Menochem Lefanecha. So then we have to get involved in this mitzvah. Mitzvah, in the Rambam says, an halacha base. Mitzvah, the hodiyah lebonim. It's a mitzvah to instruct your children. Vigata lebincha. Vafilu lo shalu, and even though there's a pasuk which says, kish olcha vincha mocha lema, which would imply that the process should be initiated by the child's questions. So the Rambam says, "Afilu lo shalu," even if they did not ask any questions. Shenemar, we got to levincha. Then that pasuk does not preceded by. It doesn't tell me you have to have a kiyisholcha vincha. Now we're going to have to see. So what is the significance of kiyisholcha vincha? The Rambam is going to tell us so. That the Rambam tells us the following: we got to levincha. Now afilu lo shalu, amen. So now we have a question. If it's merely in response to that which he asks, so it's very simple. Whatever is sophisticated enough to ask, that's what I answer. So I know what I'm supposed to tell him. But if he got the Labincha, I'm supposed to be proactive. And if he doesn't ask, I'm supposed to teach him. So what am I supposed to teach him? What am I supposed to teach him? If he asked you a question, so that's what I'm supposed to teach him. Answer his question. But if I have to be proactive to teach him, what should I teach him? So that's what the Rambam next introduces, following from the fact that I have to be proactive and not wait for his questions. So the Rambam tells us, if he died, tol shaben aviv melamdei. So you have to gauge the sophistication of the child's mind. And you should teach him at his level. An editor of a parish on the Shas, Bnei Brak, told me, he says, when he hires writers to write for him, he says, I don't want you to write in the parish that which you know. I want you to put in the parish that which your readers don't know. They don't need to know all your chidushim. That's not relevant to them. They're not holding at that point yet. There's a lot they don't know that they need to know to understand the basics before they get up. So your job is to tell them the things they don't know, not what you know. According to the way you gauge the sophistication of the mind of the child, Ketzah. And while you're cotton, if he's very young or tippish, or he's on the foolish side. Oimerlo b'ni, so then you speak to him in practical terms. Go down to the courthouse in Foley Square, and they drive over to the paddy wagon, and they take a guy out there, who's, you know, a terrorist or whatever, and he's shackled, you know, hands and feet, and they march him into the courtroom with, you know, five armed guards around him. And you tell you see that guy? You see how he's chained up? And they're schlepping him into court? He says, you know, that's the way we were in Mitzrayim. And Baruch Hashem took us out, got us out of that. You know, you don't have to be so sophisticated to realize you don't want to be shackled up with five guys dragging you into court. So, Aymalo b'ni, kulonu wa'yinu avodim, k'mo shivcha, zeo, k'mo yevet zeo, like this maid or this servant, slave. But Mitzrayim, that's the way it was in Mitzrayim. Oh, but Laila has said, and this night, Podo is son of Akkadish Baruch Hu, Hashem redeemed us, Be'otzeon al-Lecheiros, and he made us free. So that's a pretty simple lesson. V'mhoya ben Godel v'chochem, and let's say he's mature, and he's wise. V'odiyo ma'ashir alonu v'mitzrayim, then we speak of everything that took place in Mitzrayim. V'nisim sh'nasalon, or de'y Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the nisim which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the process of taking us out of Mitzrayim. And I called if he died or shall bet, but according to the sophistication of the son. The more mature he is, the, you know, it's obvious. A child that's five, you know, they teach the kids in the garden, Kadesh Urachatz, you know, they teach them at their level. A child that's 10 is at a different level, a 20 is at a different level, and 40 is at a different level. A person has a different perspective on life. So we have to be proactive, and therefore we have to gauge the sophistication of the listener. Now, we know that we do things, unusual things, on the night of Pesach. Now, the Rambam is going to answer in the next part, really, what the message of the Pasuk Yish'olcha Vincha Mocha Leimar is. Right now we don't know that. The Rambam says, even if he doesn't ask questions, what's the significance? You have to tell me Yisholcha Vincha. If he doesn't ask, I have to teach him. So obviously, if he asks, I have to teach him. So what's the point? Now, we know that we make shinuyim. We do things in an unusual fashion. Like they used to have, for space reasons, they had very little tables. And they used to lug the tables in for the meal, and you'd sit down and eat. At the end of the meal, they needed the space for something else. You had a little table, so you hold them off and put them in some exterior room someplace. And you use the space for living. The next time you had to eat, you slept them back. You know, they couldn't afford just to have a big dining room table sitting there the whole time and not to be able to use the space for anything else. So in the din of the Mishnah, so normally you make Kiddush, you have the challah or the matzah on the table, after that you wash and you start to eat. When is the way to come and hold the table out? The end of the meal. When the meal is over, then you take it away. So imagine, you go to a chasana the next time, you come, you after the chuppah, you sit down at the table, And the waiter comes over and says, could you take a step back from the table, please? We don't want to get the silverware and the dishes dirty. You know, and he comes to the bus box and he cleans all the dishes. He cleans all the dishes off the table, all the silverware off the table. He folds up the tablecloth and he says, good night. What's going on here? We just sat down to eat. What are you clearing the table off? You clean the table off after we eat, not before we eat. So you come to the meal, the father makes kiddush, all of a sudden what do they do? They come in and they lug the matzahs out, take the whole thing out. Like, what happened? We the misfire. You know, we're about to start to eat, and all of a sudden you're taking the table, taking the food away. Right? This is so we have, since we have large tables, we can't take the food away, so some take the matzahs off the table, or we cover the matzahs, whatever the different practices. Something, whatever. There are different practices. So that's one of the shinuyim we make. We have a Gemara which tells us chayv and matzah v'leilei psochem. So there are different interpretations of it. The one interpretation of that Gemara, which is the Ravid's, and I think you'll find it on the Daf as well, is chayv and matzah v'leilei psochem means the Rashbam learned that they move the Seder along to eat in an hour that's not too late, so the kids shouldn't fall asleep. And that's chayv and matzah, means we race to get up to the matzah. V'leilei psochem. There's another pshat, the Rambam pshat in the Gemara, chayv and matzah, v'leilei psochem, is that we grab matzahs from each other. And some want to say that this is the root of the minig, the Ashkenazic minig, that we hide the afikoman, is also, you know, the father had the matzah, the kid grabs the matzah. All of this, what's the purpose? So the Rambam is very interesting. So we would say, listen, this is pedagogical. You know, you want to get your kid interested, right? So you got to make it exciting. So that's it. So you do whatever you can to whatever. You got a chocolate bar, whatever it is. Whatever keeps, makes him happy. So that he wants to be involved in the Seder. You promise him a present, whatever. He finds the Avi Kaiman. So they say this is good pedagogy. But the Rambam is not denying that it's good pedagogy, but the Rambam learns it's a din d'oraisa. It's part of Mitzvah's Magid, it's part of the din d'oraisa. The Tzorach last. What? You'll see. We'll see in Halacha Gimel. The Tzorach last is Shinui Belayla Hazeh, Yedei Shigiru Habonim V'Yishalu. So they should become curious, like, what in the world are you guys doing? Right, we pour a second case of wine before the meal. Right? There's also a shilui. We take the matzahs away. Is to arouse the question. Like, what are you guys doing? And this is whacked out. We never saw the likes of this before. Until you answer them. This is what took place. This is what the Rabbeinu Shalom did. V'keitzad mishana. And how do we act in a different fashion? Mechalek lem kloyes v'agoyes, and those were the candies of their time. Nuts and roasted things. For oikron ha-shulcham ha-lifneim, and we take hold the table off, koydim she-yeichlu. V'choyt fin matzah zeh miyad zeh, u'kayyot zeh b'vorm ha-ilu, and other similar things. Why the Rambam says, this is part of Haggadah. This is not pedagogy. The Rambam says, kulam nikroim hagodah. This is not, you know, what you learn in teacher's college. In teacher's college, it's a good methodology. But the Rambam is saying he didn't take this from teacher's college. This comes from kulam nikroim hagodah. It's part of hagodah. The answer is, because the Torah writes, ki yishol chavincha mocholema. So the preferable way to impart the information is in question and answer form. So, it's not only that I should be proactive to teach my child if he doesn't ask, but I should be proactive to encourage him to ask, so that it becomes an interactive happening. And he's involved. It's not just listening, he's involved, he's wondering, his head is tuned in. So this is not merely pedagogy, it's part of the din d'oraisa, because since the way to do the mitzvah most appropriately is with questions and answers. So if that's the way to do it, so I have to arrange circumstances in such fashion that the questions will come forth. So, he, you know, by realizing that we're doing unusual things and becoming tuned in and attentive and encouraged to ask, so he asks. And we see this clearly in the next part of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Ein lo ben ishtei shayalosa. Let's say you don't have a child. You have a child, he's in, right now he's in Eretz Yisrael and you're here. Yeah, you live someplace else. You never had a child. Whatever it is. Ein lo ben ishtei shayalosa. Because there's a learning that takes place in question and answer format that's a totally different type of learning. There's a footnote on the bottom one of the letters of Rabbi Saul Salanta. And I believe, and this has to do with from Rabbi Zundel of Salanta, one of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Saul, that he said the following. When he learned, when he finished learning a sugya, so he used to imagine to himself that a person walked in and said, Rav, this is the Shaila, what's the answer to the Shaila? And then it would pass in the Shaila for that person. That's the way he learned. That was the punchline of each thing that he learned. He put it into a Shaila that someone came, and this Rav is the Shaila, and what's the din, and then he passed in the Shaila for them. It's a different focus when you have a question and then you resolve a question, the mind embraces it differently. It's with a different depth, a different effect. And therefore he used to learn this way. That's the way he learned.
So
Ein lo ben ishtoi
shayalosai. So according to Rambam, I don't think it's brought down so much, if you have a child, you should make an effort to have a seder with the child.
Of course.
In the Shulchan Aruch, do they mention...
It's Pashut.
It's Pashut.
That's the Pashut may be got to live in for by Yom HaHuleimah.
So the Chachila, that's the way...
That's what it says. That's what the whole Chod from Matz, according to the Pshat of the Raivit and the Rashbam, is that the kid should be up. It says Rabbi Akiva never told the people to leave the Beis Medrash, right? Except twice a year. He used to go a clap in the Beis Medrash and tell the Talmidim to go home. An Erev Yom Kippur to eat the Suda before the Tzom began, and an Erev Pesach to go home to get the Seder started quickly so the kids shouldn't fall asleep.
I was saying before that it's a big year to say that to the kids and the children understand them. So that's a Vishnu Yom, let's say the kids to understand, you can be creative and...
Yeah, the Ramzan says, who kayyates a bit warm, the Ramzan didn't say dafka, he says these are merely illustrations. And ain't like Isha, Shailin says, I'm on a Shtana Alayla. Let's say a person doesn't have a wife. So there are two people at the Seder, so one asks the other. Vafilu hoya chulan chachamim. Even if you're dealing, this is all Chachma Yisrael. So you're going to go ask the four kashas to Chachma Yisrael? You know the answers yourself, so what are you asking me for? And what am I going to tell you? I'm going to tell you something you don't know? You know the answer already. So what does this tell us, Rabbi Yisrael? That we have to know what the purpose of Mrs. Magid is. What's the purpose of Mrs. Magid? So the purpose of Mitzvah Magid is not educational per se. It's educational, yeah, for the things that we don't know, but that's not where it ends. If it's merely educational, then we didn't get there. It's experiential. We should be focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim that we can, to some measure, relive what took place. Relive what took place. And that's why even two Gdolei Ador sitting at the table together, one has to ask the other. Because to experience something, listen, I know the answer, you know the answer, so let's go to the next thing. We want to focus on it, we want it to be vivid, to be real. So that we relive that moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hoya Levadai, even if the person's by himself. Shoyal Atzmai Manishtana Alayla has to ask himself Manishtana. Amazing. That's how much the question-answer format is important. That the person for himself has to put it in that format. In a way, educationally, it's also the best way to learn, but it's beyond it. There's a different grasp of the material, a different intensity to it.
How does that help an experience with the question-answer format?
Because you put your arms around the material in a different way. When you first, I have a question, and then I see how the question, the answer answers the question. I grasp the material in a different way. It can't slide by just casually. I'm focused. I realize the significance.
The obvious question a kid would ask would be, why are you moving the table and why are you taking the food away? The four questions that we got him asking, most of them we haven't gotten to yet. Not quite sure how he knows that's coming, unless his Rebbe in third grade prepared him for it.
Yeah, I would think the pshat is that he should be prepared to know what to expect. In other words, listen, some of the things he knows, right? So, and yeah, some of the things he'll anticipate.
Okay.
But that's, I think the questions at the beginning are asked at the beginning because that focuses us on what's about to happen.
The answer to all of it would be other than me.
That's the answer. But, usually in life what happens is the other way around. First we experience something and then we take a step back and say, hey, what just happened? So, but a seder, we do it exactly in the opposite direction. First we ask what happened. And then we go to the...
That's probably Shmiya.
So this is another aspect, the question-answer format. So we don't have that. Zechira Shetzias Mitzrayim. We don't have. We don't have all the things that the Rambam mentioned. We don't have mitzvah l'odia l'bonim, to be proactive. We don't have to arouse them to ask questions by Zechira Shetzias Mitzrayim. We don't have a question-and-answer format.
I don't think it's plush at that, because Zephira since he's Mitzrayim, it's the same thing like, I mean, I know, but not like Zephira's Amalek. Like, you read something, it keeps looking at you, so that's another thing in his life.
So that comes from the Rambam. I think I skipped the line on the way, I'm sorry. It says, V'avo b'isha'in lo ben, the end of Aloha Aleph. And even the greatest Chachma Yisrael. But we have the Maisu Rabbi Akiva. You can't get someone greater than Rabbi Akiva. And he was sitting there the whole night with all the Tanoim. And what do we have? So the Rambam tells us, Chayom L'Sapra B'tzias Mitzrayim, V'chalam Mayrach V'vorm She'iru V'shahoyu Areza V'shubach. So here the Rambam tells us, in other words, part of the Kiyam is to explore it at length. And the more one explores it at length, the better off one is, the more, the greater the mitzvah is. So this is also not part of Zechiris. Zechiris, it's only Hashem Elokei Chama Shalom Tzeisi Eschem. That's it. Nothing more is needed. Here is to delve into it, l'saper, to explain it in a broad fashion. But the Rambam is the root of this approach. Now, we're still not finished with all the things of Maggid. We have to begin with the degradation of Klal Yisrael, its humiliation, and then with its triumph. Now, the hardest thing in life is for a person that always had something to understand the significance of what he has. A person that was poor, very poor, and now he became rich, he understands what money is. And he remembers sleeping on the sidewalk. He remembers looking at the garbage for a piece of bread that somebody threw out to eat. Now he made $100 million and he's sitting, he owns 5 houses and 6 cars and jets around the world. So he understands what money is. His son, who inherits $50 million from him, doesn't know what money is. I went to the Shuk HaBukharim in Jerusalem, and there was a Polish Jew. I was speaking to him. I don't think it was probably traditional, but a Polish Jew. And he says to me, he says, I will never live in Chutz Laaretz again. He says, why? He says, I come from Poland. He says, I know what it means to live amongst the 9 Jews of the world. I'm finished with that. I'm not going, that's it. It's not happening again in my life. I'm not going back to such a place. Someone that was born in Yerushalayim, what does he think? What does he know? He understands what the anti-Semitism of the world is. You know, firsthand. Understands what it means you walk out in the morning and somebody curses at you because you're Jewish. He never experienced such a thing in his life. It's, you know, they say Rav Elyameh Bloch came to Eretz Yisrael and right after the Hakamas of Medina, and people were waiting for him to come out from the ship. He came by ship. And they couldn't find him. They're waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, he walks back from the streets of whatever, Tel Aviv, Yaffa, whatever, or Tel Aviv, whatever the ship, Haifa. And he walks back into the port. So they say he left the ship. And he, so they said, where'd you go? He said, I was following an Arab. He says, I wanted to see what a non-Jew in Golis looks like. You know, a Jew that lived in Chutz Laaretz, he knows what Golis is. He knows all of the whole halacha, the whole 9 yachts. You bring them and he lives in Eretz Yisrael. I once told this to a diner at the Charedis. I said, the Americans who retire and come to Eretz Yisrael, they said, I once spent a day with them, whatever. I said, everything in Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. There are no warts. Why? I said, after you worked your whole life side by side in the non-Jewish world, and you suffered your whole life from anti-Semitism, and you finally come to a place where you're amongst all Jews, and nobody curses you for it, and nobody, you know, slights you for it, you breathe freely. This is the greatest thing in the world. There can't be anything bad here. Everything is perfect. Depends on a matter of perspective. The Meir Chodesh Zatzal, the long time Mashgiach, the Talmud of the Altar of Slabotka, the long time Mashgiach of Chevr Yeshiva, he says, my children will never know one thing that I knew in life. He said, the joy when we came to Eretz Yisrael, as the ship arrived, we saw Eretz Yisrael, and we got off, and we arrived in Eretz Yisrael, that simcha they will never know in their lives. They were born in Eretz Yisrael. The simcha of coming to Eretz Yisrael, they will not understand what that is. So there's the Ram. Tzorach lahaschal b'gnus l'sayim b'shevah. It's Mishnah. If we want to understand the Geula, we first have to understand the Golus. We understand where we came from. Then we know what the Geula is. If we don't know where we came from, the Geula is meaningless. We have no appreciation. So what is this? Kate said, Maschel and Masab Bishop with Chilo Hoya, Basin of Me Terach, and Bilafon of Kaifer and Vitoyan Achara Hevel, right from Achara Way the Zor. We were, from up to through Terach's time, we were committed to Avay the Zor. Right from Achara Way the Zor. We were just casual observers. This was that Minig of Asayim B'Yadayim, we meant it, Avay the Zor. What guy goes and takes his son and turns him into the police to get him killed because he doesn't believe in the local religion? You understand what a fanatic about the religion Terach was? This was not casual. He didn't just show up in church Sunday morning, you know, because that's what everybody in town did. And, you know, to be a good citizen, you had to show up. Well, you had to be a good citizen. You don't go kill your son because you have to be a good citizen to show up on Sunday morning. He was fanatically committed to the Avodah Zarah. Right for Nachar Avodah Zarah. Umisayim, and we end B'das HaEmes, that the Rabbeinu Shalom brought us to what's true. Shekarbonu HaMokum, lo, the Rabbeinu Shalom brought us close to him, B'Evdilorum and Atayim, and he segregated us from those that err in this world, follow Avodah Zarah, B'Kervonu Li'ichud, or he brought us close to him to appreciate the Achdus Hashem. We were enslaved. That's humiliating. It's not sinful. It's not the same as worshiping Avodah Zarah, but it's not pleasant. V'chol ha'rosh ha'gmalonu, and all the evil that power brought upon us. And what happened at the end? The Rosh Hashanah brought powerful Nisim, and he redeemed us, freed us. So the halacha incorporated both.
Yeah, but did each one of them have a different haggadah?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. But in our haggadah, we put in both versions. And we should study the parsha of Rami Ovid Ovi till the parsha is finished. And this is where we are certainly at fault here. All the parushim stop at Tzei Lamad. Once you get the Tzei Lamad, put the pedal to the metal, you know. Be darshan to see each aspect of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. See, what do we have in the Haggadah? We have in the Haggadah, Osana Zatzal pointed this out, the Seder. Avodah Meinu the Pharaoh of Mitzrayim, VeYotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, is the physical redemption of the Jewish people. And V'Tchila Ivdi Avodah Zarah is the spiritual redemption of the Jewish people. That's the pshat, the Netziv has a gewaldic. I asked this kasha myself, but God, the Netziv asked this kasha in Imre Shefer, and he doesn't answer it, leaves it tshver. In the Brocha Asher Go'alonu, it says, Al Gula Seinu, Val Pedus Navsheinu, Brocha Teo Hashem Gal Yisrael. So those that are learning Arvei Psochem know that the structure of a Brocha has to be, Meyein Psicho Samach Lechasimo, that the phrase just before the closure is the opening phrase, or Mayin Chasima, the closing phrase. And the truth is, it's usually both, because usually the Psicha and the Chasima are the same, in most brachas, most long brachas. So the bracha should have said, Apadus Nav Sheinu Val Gula Seinu, Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael. So what do we have the opposite? We have Gula Seinu, and then Val Padus Nav Sheinu, Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael. And the Netziv does not answer this question. Remain Shre. And the Haggadah leaves it short. So Ani Yakot and I said Pshat is like this. In the Hagdoma, the Chumash Shmois, the Ramban's Hagdoma, the Ramban says that Sefer Shmois is Sefer Hagolus Hagula. Of the story of the diaspora of the Jewish people and the redemption from that Golus. So good, if you push it with that, you can get to the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Because Motziach HaSa'om, Tavdun HaSalakim HaLahor HaZeh, so okay, and Mishpatim is Ve'ilah, Mishpatim is a continuation of what took place at Har Sinai, and at the end of Mishpatim is again Har Sinai, the Kabbalah HaTorah. Okay, fine. So now we finished here for Shmois. What do we do with the second here for Shmois? Truma, Tetzaveh, Ve'yakel, Pekudei, where's this fit in? So the Ramban says the following. That in Mitzrayim we lost our spiritual bearing. And when the Rebbeinu Shlom built the Mishkan and put the Shechinah on our midst, so we returned El Mailas Avosam, to the Mail of the Ovos of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And when we returned El Mailas Avosam, Oz Nechshevu Geulim, then we were considered redeemed. So the redemption was not only that we got out of Mitzrayim, that's one part, but we didn't return to the spirituality of the Ovos. We weren't there yet. When we returned on Maila Savoisam, Oz Nechshavu Gulam, then we were considered redeemed. So that's what we have in the Haggadah, Gula Seinu. That's one step. But until we have Pedus Nav Sheinu, we're not the Golem. So in fact, it is Me'ein Chasima, Samach Lechasima. And that's the Haggadah. The Haggadah of Sarna, as it's all pointed out. That's Avodim Ayinu, is the physical enslavement of the Jewish people. And with Chilo Ivdi Avodah Zarah is the spiritual goddess of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, Kol Mi Shalai Omar Shalai Shadvorim Eilu V'Leil Chamisha Asara, the Maimer of Rambam Gamliel. Whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach is La Yotzi Yedei Chavosa. I think the Mepharshim generally agree that La Yotzi Yedei Chavosa doesn't mean you're not Yotzi at all. It means you didn't do the mitzvah at the highest level. Here's Ve'eilu Hey in Pesach Matzah Umar. Right, there's an anomaly in this Rambam. because the Rambam first lists Pesach Matzah more, and then he's Mefarish Pesach and more and Matzah out of order. So that's always a troublesome issue with the Rambam, who was the master of all organization. Nobody in history succeeded in writing in as organized fashion as the Rambam. So how did this happen in the Rambam? What was the Rambam's point? Okay, but that's not, I don't want to take up now. But it says, Kol shalom omer shalosh devarim elu b'lei chamisha osa lo yotzi dei chavosa v'elu heim. So, what mitzvah are we talking about? Which mitzvah are we yotzi? Lo yotzi dei chavosa, which mitzvah? So the question is, are we talking about the mitzvah of Haggadah, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or we're talking about the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor? Of Pesach Matzah Mor. It's just like by a sukkah. It says that the Rebach says that's the pshat in the Torah and Torah Reish Chav Dalet, that you have to think, L'man Yedah L'Rosechim Kiva Sukkah Toshavti Yez B'rei Yisrael, and without that you're not Yotzi the mitzvah in the proper fashion. So by all of these mitzvahs of Eidos, you have to focus on the reason. So the Rambam is clear, because the Rambam writes at the end of this halacha, Udhorim Eilu Kulahin Anikorim Haggadah. So the Rambam says that this Rabbi Galil is part of Mitzvah Maggid. So the Rambam says, if I don't focus on the symbols of Pesach, I'm not Yotzei Mitzvah Maggid. The Ramban, in the beginning of Masechta Brachos, in the Melchemes, learns that I'm not Mekayim Pesach Matzah Mor appropriately. It's not a din in Maggid. But to be Yotzi Pesach Matzah Mor appropriately by those mitzvahs which we call Eidos, you have to focus on the reason for it to be properly Yotzi the mitzvah. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Two ways to read the Haggadah. So all of these things collectively are considered Haggadah. The Kol Amar B'Lisaper, Mitzvah Lodi Alabonon, to be proactive, to call, to arouse them to ask questions, to do it in question and answer format, Maschal B'Gnusa Messiah B'Shevach, to trace the trajectory from the beginning, from the degradation of Klal Yisrael until our triumph, to focus on the symbols of the Seder and the Rambam says, all of this is Mitzvah Maggid. So this differentiates, and that's the answer to the first question of Chaim says, what's the difference between Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim and Maggid? The answer is simple. Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim, it says, Zechal and Tzias Mitzrayim am Yotzi. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim am Yotzi. But here the Rambam has five halachas, the things I have to do to be Yotzi Mitzvah Maggid. So all of these set aside Maggid from Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim. Right, it's already after we assume that I can't give the simple answer, that it's just Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. That's what Mitzvah Maggid is. That can't be, because we have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, and anyhow, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Then there's another question. There's a Tosefta. And this Tosefta is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the way we have it in the Tosefta, which states that one could be Yotzei the Mitzvah's Maggid. Part of Mitzvah's Maggid is the study of the halachas of Pesach. So the Revelvel is very keen on this. This is really, you know, a brisk alley, that you can learn the halachas and be Yotzi the Din Maggid, you know, which is either not true by Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's very interesting, and as I say, the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, quotes this text from the Tosefta. The Vilna Gaon, in his Perush HaDa Tosefta, comes along, and he strikes the halachas. He says the halachas don't belong in this halacha, it's a mistake. Because he can't be Yotzi Mitzvah Maggid with the halachas. So this is a real super refined literature debate. You know, Soloveitchik once put it, he said, if you want to know the whole, the ruchnius of the yontif, he said, Kedusha Acha, Shtei Kedushas, all of these in Yonim, and in Mitoich, it says, in there lies the whole Kedushas Achag. You know, so that's a very brisk perspective. The Vilna Gaon was, I guess, a little bit more down to earth in that regard. It said, listen, you know, it might even be true. but that's not the means of dealing with it. You know, that's a very roundabout means of dealing, but coming to the understanding of what Mitzvah Magid is. Mitzvah Magid is to focus on the events, you know, surrounding Yetzias Mitzrayim, the events, not per se the halachas. So that's another, according to the Bris, I want to say that that's another aspect of difference between Magid and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is can they be yotze with the study of the halachas? So bein kach, you know, that is no debate about. I think we talked about a few weeks ago that you were at the end of Megillah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them that should be Isaac in Hilchos Pesach with Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres Batzeres, and Hilchos Chag B'Chag. So I mentioned then that the Bach says this is really a continuation of the halachos Shloish Yomim Kodem Achag. You know, I guess in case you got too busy and you didn't finish, so you keep on going on Yom Tov. But the other Achronim disagree with the Bach, and they say, no, it's not the Pshat. I learned the halachos, I mastered the halachos. There's a mitzvah to learn Hilchos Pesach with Pesach, Atzeres Batzeres, and Chag B'Chag. Because there, the experience, the Kedushas Achag comes only with the Teres Achag. That's true. It may not be Mitzvah's Magid, the Goyim is saying, but to experience the Kedushas Achag comes only from the Torah. Without the Torah Sechag, you can't get there. So, this is an exploration of what, you know, Mitzvah's Magid is. You know, the Iker is the Shevach Vaidah, the praise, the Haidah to the Rabbi Rishalaylam. And that is to really be b'chol dor v'dor. Each door we have to give our own Haidah. Because that's part of what we give Haidah for. Haidah is not only the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's all the things, the Birchas HaMazon is a chelik of the Haidah too. It's going forward all the way until all the things that came about because of that Geula. So we need to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the meaning of Dayenu. Dayenu is usually mistranslated. Almost always. Why? Everyone translates Dayenu would have been enough. You know, it's not our place to say what would have been enough or wouldn't be enough. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's place. Dayenu means something else. Dayenu means it's sufficient, it would have been enough reason for us to sing the Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what it means. The world leaves out the second half of the sentence. It would have been enough reason for us to be obligated to give Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Dayenu is. Alachas kama v'kama k'toyva k'fulo m'chupelas aleinu. What's it saying with that? It's saying any one of these would be a reason to give Haidah. Alachas kama v'kama when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is piled one on top of the other, how much Haidah we have to give him.
You just took away
10
brushes that I had.
Mm. You know, so. But that's the essence of the Seder is the Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. To thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to appreciate the Chas Deshim. I'm not anticipating Geshen next week, Rabbi Yisai. So, as is Hashem, let's prepare for the Chag and enjoy the Chag. Chakoshim Sameach.